Hello and welcome to episode 80 of the Lifecast. I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here with Colin.
Yo.
Dan.
Yo.
And Pat.
Hey.
What did you guys play this week?
I played Slime Rancher for the first time.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah?
I played Slime Rancher for the first time.
Yeah.
I got lost for 5 hours into that game.
Yep.
I lost.
It happens.
I thought I only played for like an hour.
Nope.
5 hours later.
How did you like it? What did you like about it?
I thought it was pretty good. Very repetitive, but it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what I did or didn't like about it. It was just like... It just kept pulling me in.
Yeah. That seems like the general consensus on Slime Rancher. It's just like...
It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
And it somehow keeps pulling you in.
And it's just really good at being there.
It's just a time waster, that's all.
Yeah, it's real good, though.
Yeah. I need to get it. It seems very therapeutic.
The fact that you spend like 5 hours on it straight, like that, I guess that shows that it's at least plays well.
Yeah.
Don't you love that, though? Like, you get sucked, you think, I'm going to do a 20-minute session of this, and like 4 hours later, like, oh, shit.
Every story game ever.
Yeah, how's Destiny, Pat?
What?
I mean, fucking Journey. Sorry.
Oh, that's a bad game.
No, it's a story-based game,
it's
Pat.
No, really not.
That's a bad game. That's not a story game.
No, it's a story game.
Nope. Do you know what a story is?
Yep.
then Journey's a story game. Sorry to break it to you.
Because there's no words. He doesn't get it without words. Because words is hard.
So what else did you play? Did you play anything else, Pat?
No.
Great.
I had homework.
Super.
Thanks for asking.
Dan? Colin?
I'm desperately checking my Steam library.
Well, actually, I played anything so Saturday I just had a case of the fuckets and decided to just sink the entire day into Final Fantasy XII. I finally had some time to get into that game, and I'm 35 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
This is the version of Final Fantasy XII we should have got back in 2006. The Zodiac job system is so friggin' good. I'm finding myself wanting to constantly like go back in time and like change up the classes, like but in a good way, just to experiment with it and everything.
Yeah.
Because like there's moments where there's a class called Shikari. It's basically thief.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave that to Vaughn because Vaughn in the game is a thief. So I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just give him the thief class. But then I played around with everyone else. Princess Ash, I think in canon, is supposed to be either a knight or a white mage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made her a samurai. And she's a straight-up thug as a samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Because one I gave her one as a, the samurai class, and it's called Bushi for some reason. You can learn not only like low level black magic, but you can learn like high level white magic, and there's a ton of different techniques you can use in the game. Plus, you can wield shields and swords, but of course, since you're a samurai, it's all like ridiculous like katanas and stuff. It's so freaking good. So she's basically the most useful character in the entire game, which I'm like, hell yeah, yes. I was, again, the same problems I had before. Like, as an HD remake, it doesn't look all that great, but I know that's, like, super, super minor. You know, like, his graphics really aren't everything.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, the fact that they skipped an entire generation of the PS3 and went to the PS4, you'd expect, like, some update, but again, like, the gameplay's still great. The remixed orchestral music is fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got the collector's edition, you get a link to download, not a link, a code to download the entire soundtrack on your PS4.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and this soundtrack's unfriggin' real. Final Fantasy XII, hands down, has the single best victory fanfare in the entire series because it's so bombastic and epic. And like you feel like you actually like beat this giant friggin' boss.
Mm-hmm.
And when you beat a boss, everyone does like their winning pose and the camera spins and it's just like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. But yeah, and then... Since I'm going more into it, people often compare that game to Star Wars, and yeah, it's pretty accurate. It's very much like A New Hope, which is fine, I guess. I mean, A New Hope is one of the better movies with one of the better Star Wars movies with the plot wise. But yeah, I'm having an absolute blast with it. I'm kind of bummed out because I'm like about halfway done, and I'm gonna be done soon. Mm-hmm. But no, replaying it, I'm realizing like if people like make fun of that game because like, oh, Vaughn's really annoying. He's not really the main character. I'm like, the game really doesn't have a main character when you sit down and think about it. Mm. Like the entire plot affects every single character in that game.
And, yeah.
You know, that's good when there's only six main characters. I mean, granted, they accomplished that, you know, twice over in six, you know, with freaking 12, and the story affected literally everybody in that. Mm-hmm. But the common criticism I always hear is, oh, Vaughn's just a really bad main character. Well, he's not the main character. But if you had to honestly pick a main character, Bosch is the main character. You know, it's just, it's basically his entire redemption story through the eyes of everyone else. Because throughout the game, everyone's like, oh, you, minor spoilers ahead. He is set up. He's set up to take the fall for murdering somebody important. Mm-hmm. And throughout the game, it's just him redeeming himself to Princess Ash, to Vaughn, because Vaughn's brother was associated with it. It's right in the beginning. That's not much of a spoiler. To everyone who's in the Resistance, like Balthier and Frond, like don't trust him because like, oh, you're the Kingslayer. He's like, no, I'm not. So if anything, Bosch is the main character of that game. But still, like. It's still a really good story, regardless of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for a JRPG or maybe the most RPGs in general to have the story spread out to everyone evenly. You know, and that's rare in a lot of Final Fantasy games too.
Yeah, it's rare in a lot of things, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I consume a lot of media, and that's one of my favorite things, to see a bunch of just characters all getting like equal development in a story and all being like equally as important, and it's been done. In terms of being done well, I think it's been done like, what, two or three times from what I've seen. Most notably being G Gundam.
Well, when you have a giant, massive cast of characters, like, it can be kind of hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I like when JRPGs have a really, really small cast. Like, not to bring it up, but Dragon Quest VIII has four main characters, and everyone gets certainly equal development time. You know, and speaking of Dragon Quest, I picked up Dragon Quest Heroes 2. Because it wasn't on sale. I just decided to pick it up. as far as the sequel goes, it's pretty damn good. The original Dragon Quest Heroes, while still an absolute blast to play.
Is this the Musou game?
Yes.
Okay.
But this one's more like an RPG than Dragon Quest Heroes 1. Like, okay. That's the point I was going to make. Because Dragon Quest Heroes, the first one, it's set up like a hub. So you like almost like select your level in a way, and like it doesn't really work because you're visiting the same level like four times, but there's like different story elements where you're still fighting the same enemy types and everything. Mm. Like there's just slightly different cutscenes. This one, there's like a legit open world where you can like choose to do your side quests.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's an open world Musou game.
That sounds pretty cool. It's really open world Musou game.
And the RPG elements they feel more like traditional JRPG elements instead of like, oh, hey, your character did really well in battle. Here's some skill points and just do whatever you want. This one, it's like, okay, you actually have to progress in it, and really, really like that. I can't believe I'd be saying this, but the story is like shockingly pretty good.
Really?
Like, it's not great. It's not like the best JRPG story ever, but for a Musou fan game based on friggin' Dragon Quest, you know, it's shockingly pretty good. They actually have like lore to go with it and everything. Whereas like, last game I was like, Zomga, not monsters are attacking. Oh, no. And now it's like, there's like betrayal. There's like kingdoms are warring. And it's like, wow. They're actually kind of taking it seriously, too.
That's cool.
And then friggin' the shopkeeper from Dragon Quest IV shows up. For those of you who don't know, the shopkeeper from Dragon Quest IV is basically John Goodman in Roseanne, but more goofy. And he talks like a drunk Irishman. It's awesome. And he's the first like guest character to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then play his theme. His theme's just goofy as hell. That's like my only like real minor complaint with the game is that they took out Yangus from Dragon Quest VIII, who, if you don't know, Yangus is like a stereotypical British Cockney thug, and he sounds like Bob Hoskins. He's amazing. And they took out Bianca and Nira from Dragon Quest V. Sad, because Dragon Quest V is amazing. And they were really good characters in the first one. And they put Angelo from Dragon Quest VIII, who's like a ladies' man. because every JRPG has a freaking ladies' main character, and they always have silver hair, always. And what else did they put in? And a bunch of characters from 7, which I was like, oh, cool. Yay? Yeah, it's a damn fun game. There's no local multiplayer for some reason, but the online multiplayer is actually a lot of fun. Mm. And they don't have that weird penalty with streaming for this one, too. And I've also been playing some Overwatch, which is just an excuse for me just to shitpost online now. Mm-hmm. Now my friend and I, we just play, and I'll just play episodes of Thug Notes just to annoy players.
I feel like Overwatch has just kind of devolved into just nothing but shitposting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now we just make horrible jokes using the characters' quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be like, hey, what did Soldier 76 say to the person why he didn't believe in Santa Claus anymore?
I'm not a young man anymore.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah, I'm like, he was like, dude, that just got deep. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I also main Reaper now, which is weird for me to say because I used to shit talk him all the time, but I'm like, he's basically the Red Hood when you come down to it. There's no character in that entire...
Edgelord.
What?
Edgelord.
Edgelord McNew Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we've come to a conclusion that every character was in another thing. Like, Soldier 76 is just Jean-Claude Van Damme and Universal Soldier. And Torbjorn is just Lost Vikings plus Firestorm the Nuclear Man. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, they just have no originality with these freaking characters. Maybe like a few. But yeah, good times. Good times to be had.
What you got, Dan?
I thought of a couple. Nothing I've been playing, like, extensively, but...
Yeah.
Dabbling.
Okay.
I replayed VVVVVV,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, this quasi-open-world 2D platformer. It's really cool. You're this dude, and your spaceship crashes, and people are everywhere, and you have to do platforming and shit to save them. But you don't jump or anything. The whole gimmick is that you're either on the floor or on the roof, and the one button you have alternates between going down or up. So you have this, like, it's a lot of, like, you have a lot of, like, vertical obstacles instead of, like, standard horizontal ones, and it's really off-putting trying to get used to all of it, and it's really cool.
It was made by the guys who did BitTrip, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It controls, it's literally just Gravity Man stage in Mega Man, I think is the best way to put it.
Good times.
So it's really hype. I also played a lot of Cluster Truck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a game I've been thinking about as a concept a lot lately. I've been up since 5 in the fucking morning.
My condolences.
I'm sorry.
I got nothing to say about Cluster Truck other than it's Cluster Truck.
Okay. I think we're giving away a copy of Cluster Truck. Details on our streams and giveaways tab on our website. I don't know when it is. Please don't at me. I'm too tired.
But I'm too tired.
I've been playing the Guild of Dungeoneering.
God, I wish that were me. Yeah, Guild of Dungeoneering.
It's really fun.
I also have a massive stomach ache.
Oh. Any particular reason?
Mm-hmm. The girly one.
Oh.
Oh.
Carry on.
So how about the
Ignore me and all of my problems.
That face, though.
We'll get into what I did this morning later.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine you have quite the story.
Oh, jeez, I do.
Story time with Diana.
Yeah, Dan, finish up.
Okay, I'll be quick.
You don't have to be.
I kind of have to be. I don't have much to talk about.
Oh, all right, then.
Okay, Guild of Dungeoneering is really fun. That I remember when I first bought it a couple weeks ago, I got super, super addicted to it. And now I'm just kind of like...
What is it?
It's weird. It's this dungeon crawler.
Is it the like paper drawn one? Yeah. I know what you're talking. Yeah.
It's.
I get that confused. I get it confused with Enter the Gungeon.
Oh, okay.
But.
It's yeah.
It got you.
It's nothing like Enter the Gungeon.
Yep. I only get it confused because of the name.
Yeah. I feel. So the Guild of Dungeoneering is this. It's done in the aesthetic of like old pen and paper RPGs. Like your dungeon is laid out on like grid paper.
Ooh, okay.
And instead of just having the dungeon right there in front of you, it's like you draw cards and each card is a piece of the dungeon.
Yeah.
And you lay out and like there are
you
like
can,
little.
You can choose your dungeon.
Yeah, you can choose the path you take in the dungeon and it'll take you to like certain pieces of treasure and certain bosses and stuff. And you also get to lay enemies and treasure in the dungeon and level up and get loot. And the more you do this, the further you get, the more classes you get. And basically, the entire point of the game is to reach the end of the dungeon at the highest level you are with the most loot you can get, so you can buy more upgrades for your guild of dungeoneers to get more dungeoneers and more upgrades to go back and do better. So, like, you'll start off in this little cube, and you'll be surrounded by grid paper. There'll be, like, a cube of treasure, the boss up here. And in your hand, you'll have, like, a path that goes in four directions, like across, a dead end, a curvy path that goes off to the side. And you get to pick and choose and lay them out however you want, so long as it's connected to where you are. And after you lay out that piece, you can lay out, like, an enemy to fight so you can level up. And you just do that until you get through the dungeon. It's so fun. Highly, highly recommended.
Is it on Steam?
Yes.
Interesting.
And it runs on a potato. So everyone can play it, and everyone can have fun with it.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm hoping Cuphead has those specs, so I can play Cuphead.
I hope Cuphead runs on a potato.
Cuphead's gonna run on a potato.
Yeah.
What's Cuphead?
I just want to download that soundtrack. So
God, yeah. Cuphead is a boss rush platformer. Uh-huh.
They
I'd say more if it's a run and gun, like traditional run and like gun.
Yeah, they advertised it like it was originally a boss rush.
Yeah,
and then people thought it was a platformer, and they were just showing off the bosses. So when people went into it, they were like, "Oh, this isn't what we wanted." So they just redid it entirely.
Yeah. Okay,
because it looks a lot.
That's
like,
probably why it was delayed a couple times.
Yeah, they literally just changed the entire game because it wasn't what people were expecting.
There's a really, really good article on Games Radar about like the development of that game and the brothers' like whole journey to making Cuphead like a reality. It's really inspiring, actually.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, Cuphead is a like I think it's all pencil drawn. Game. Ooh. In the style of like Mickey Mouse cartoons from the 50s.
Yeah. Like this is like straight up like Steamboat Willie style.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's all.
Yeah. Like all of the bosses are so characterized.
And everyone has the Pac-Man eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
So good.
It depends on how good the soundtrack is. Oh God, I can get vinyl again because now I have a fucking job.
Vinyl's expensive.
Yeah, they are.
It's like $20 a pop.
Fucking, I gotta wait for the second pressing of New Model by Perturbator because I missed the first one. It sold out in like 6 hours, man.
Damn, that's fast.
Yeah.
Is it pretty and shit?
It's the splatter.
Oh, okay.
I think it's glow splatter too.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty as fuck.
But I won't get into my synthwave fantasies right now.
But he's
going in a new direction. It's very good.
The three fancy picture disc ones I have are like, given all three of them are like Disney based.
I don't have any picture discs. I do have like collections. This is really cool. But a while back, I think last summer, Laced Records was doing the first pressing of the first Hotline Miami as a Kickstarter.
Ooh.
And it was a Kickstarter exclusive, but I think I missed the Kickstarter by a couple of days. Turns out, when I ordered it, it was still part of the first pressing. And now it has like UV watermarks and stuff that show that off.
That's so cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I played Nier Automata.
I got one more.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Go ahead.
This one is actually just a shit post. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
I played Dorcas Emblem.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a ROM hack.
It's a ROM hack of Fire Emblem 7. There's this character in Fire Emblem. His name is Dorcas. He is just a dude with an axe fighting to keep his wife happy, and you just run through the game. He's a great unit.
And he looks like John C. Reilly, actually.
Yes.
Yep.
And there is a ROM hack that replaces everyone's sprite with Dorcas, renames every item to Dorcas, renames every proper noun to Dorcas, and every character gets Dorcas's growths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's it. Otherwise, it's Fire Emblem 7. It's just everyone is Dorcas, and everyone levels up like Dorcas.
It's already a fantastic game to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Dorcas just makes it.
Yeah.
See, and what made it even better, the Dorcas Twitter retweeted me.
Yeah, I saw it!
And then he replied.
I'm so happy. Awesome. Yeah, with a Dorcas.
With Dorcas. Which, by with the way, Dorcas. if you haven't followed the Dorcas emblem on Twitter, at Poisoned Dorcas, it's amazing. But yeah, I played Dorcas Emblem.
Okay.
See, that's it. Most ROM hacks are always like super perverted, and then something happens like this, and it's like, you know, the world is okay.
I'm quite a fan of Cornho Tiger. It's a ROM hack of Chrono Trigger, but just the text is jumbled up, and that's it.
There's a ROM hack of Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game in the NES, but it's Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's the same game, but it's just Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Of what? Ninja Turtles, right?
Ninja Turtles 2 on the NES.
That's great.
It's fantastic.
But yeah, that's it.
They look fucking weird. Because they're like turtle-sized.
That it? You good?
Oh, okay. I'm good. All right. That's all.
So I did play Nier Automata. And, No listening to our podcast on our podcast.
I was trying to pull up chat.
God!
Guada.
No, I was like checking Twitter earlier. It's fine.
I should probably pull up chat.
Yeah, do that. So I did play Nier Automata, and if you know me at all, and if you have heard me talk about Yakuza 0, I really like a game with like a kind of serious story that doesn't take itself too seriously in like its side stuff. Like the story can be very dark and gritty and whatever. But I like, you know, the relief, the comedic relief.
Mm-hmm.
And Yakuza 0 did that fucking fantastically. But we'll get into that in a couple of months. literally, my entire month of December is just trying to get everyone to agree with me that Yakuza 0 is game of the year. Anyway, Nier is good. I played about 5 hours of it. No, three. I had two before. From like months ago, and then I had another three on Thursday when I streamed, and I like it a lot. I think 2B can be a little cold sometimes, but she's an android; it's fine.
Yeah.
I like 9S's shorts because they're dumb. they're high waisted mom shorts, but they end in a Victorian pattern. I love them. Oh God. And I worked on my car all weekend, so it fucking drives now.
Woo!
It works.
Yeah, it works. Hey. Back from the dead, honestly. Here's all the things we had to do to my car to get it to run. There was a part that doesn't normally break.
Mm-hmm. It broke.
It broke. Well, two, actually. Oh, shit. One was a little spring that that pushes out the brake shoes to like actually stop the car. That broke. So we made a solution to fix that. Then I'm sorry to anyone who's like does car inspections and is listening to this, because this is how we got my car back on the road. The emergency brake cable, the thing that was holding it together, broke, so we had to DIY a solution there. A lot of welding. We needed a completely new gas tank, completely new muffler. We had to do some body work to attach my gas door back on, and then replace fuel lines also. And there's still like work we have to do. To, like patch up some holes on the underside.
But it passed inspection.
Not yet.
Oh.
It's gonna. But not yet. Because we haven't patched up the holes yet, so we haven't taken it. So my dad's driving it. Because he can get out of like a traffic stop a little easier. Say, oh, I just got out of work. I haven't inspected it yet. You know, I got called in early. I couldn't take it this morning. Because he has the title for it, I think. So, but so yeah, we got that ready in time for everyone to have a car this week, because I started training for work. I will not say where, but I started training for work, and It was a full day training, and they said, get there at 9. So I was like, okay. It takes me 40 minutes to get there. I'll leave 20 minutes to look around and park and, like, find the building, get my seat, like, get ready. It took me an hour and 50 minutes to park. Oof. So I walked into to training at 10:30. Yep, that was not fun. Because not only was there massive construction, but they told us to go to either one lot or a parking garage. So I went to the lot and I circled it for like 10 minutes. Then I went to the parking garage. Road getting into it closed for construction. Asked the detail officer, oh, hey, where can I park? And he was like, oh, you can get into the parking garage if you like go around the street. I do. I can't. So I'm like clicking on Waze as I'm driving, like trying to find every single parking lot in this like four block square area. Eventually I find something and I'm like, okay, I'm walking down. I get there and I talk to the person doing the training and I said, oh, I've been emailing you. I told you that I was going to be late, that I was having trouble parking. She goes, I am not that person. But she says, it's okay, I understand, sit down. The construction is wild. So they were fine with it. I think they understood.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I almost fell asleep when we were going through like procedural stuff. But I only have like half a day there tomorrow and then half a day in my like my actual place where I'm going to work. So fun stuff.
Good time.
That was my morning. Like, I was so prepared. I was like, okay, I'm going to go to bed at 11, which I did, to wake up at 5:15, which I did. I dug out my alarm clock. I, like, picked my outfit the night before. I was like, okay, I'm going to do my skincare. I'm going to wake up to have enough time to have breakfast and leave the house and make sure everything's ready, pack the car the night before, pack my lunch the night before, and then it went to shit at about 8:40 this morning. So, like, I had no traffic going up the highway. So that's my day.
Hashtag adulting.
Yeah. So do you guys have anything else?
No.
I've been doing more creative writing again.
That's good.
Yeah. I actually decided to throw my hat in the gauntlet and write a novel.
Nice.
That actually was originally a short story that was going to be a part of Daring Tales from Hollywood, the volume I released at Comic-Con. And then I was like, you know what? I really like this character I'm doing. I really like the story got going. I'm like, screw it. Let's just make it a novel. So.
All right. While we go on an adventure in chat, steal you guys away for some announcements.
Okay.
We are doing our daily giveaways. I'm scheduling up a bunch more tweets Wednesday, I hope, if I have time. But if we like don't do tweets for a couple of days, forgive me. Actually, don't. Those are very important. That's how we get people to see them. We are doing a new streaming schedule, and that comes this week. It's gonna have a new like look. It's not gonna be like days of the week. I think it looks a lot better. And that's it. That's all I got. Like two things. It's been an uneventful week. We haven't been streaming because we're figuring things out.
Yeah, school's a bitch.
Yeah. You had other stuff going on though.
You don't have to
divulge. I
only had a wake to go to, but it was just the family friends.
Only a wake, only a family. Only a wake.
I mean, you know, instead of like an immediate family member, it was just like.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Still, it's wake.
Yeah.
They take a lot out of you. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and also my usual Sunday family party. So it's on top of that and homework.
Actually, I think a couple years ago. Yeah, it was 2014, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
There were three members of my extended family that died within like a 6-month period. Like not even 6 months, like 8 weeks. Rule of and three. All of I know all of the wakes were at the same funeral home. So, and we had like gone to church with them and stuff. So when we got there for the second one, because it was like one and then another one 2 weeks later, and then 6 weeks later it was at the third. We walked in and they were like, "Oh, you guys again? What?"
Nice.
You know, they're a family friend. They're cool. Yeah. But we were like, yeah, you know.
Life's a bitch.
What can you do? Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Not all of them were at the same one. One was at a different one. But, you know, a lot of the same people were there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my story about wakes. Those were, like, the most recent things I've had also. Because it was just those and then my great-grandmother when I was, like, six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna go launch into another story, but that's way too personal, actually.
Yeah.
So let's do some questions. We got some on Discord.
We do some Discordage.
Ping Pong Call asked us, "Who has PSVR?" Not me.
Nope.
No.
I think Dave's planning on getting one, so that means I can share it. But.
My eyesight's already messed up. I don't want to screw it up even more.
I'd get a Vive over PSVR.
Yeah, I would.
I get one. I just can't do VR. It hurts my eyes too much.
Have you tried it or just kind of assume?
Yes, Pat. I've tried it.
I mean, come on.
I mean, he wouldn't know if it hurts his eyes if he didn't try it.
Yeah. Let's see. And then Fluttermuckin also on Discord asked, "Which of the life cast would have gotten into a fight over whether or not Santa was real as a kid? You can't pick yourself. You have to choose which you think would do it."
Absolutely you.
Me?
Yes.
Which side would I be on?
That Santa is real.
But you know what? I can picture Adam being on the opposite side.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Fighting.
We're talking about Santa's not real.
Because I had to, like, pretend I believed until I was, like, 14 for my younger sisters.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, same.
No, I had to do the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're right. And then, if there was an all-out Halloween monster fight, who do you all think would win? Mothman.
Jack Skellington. Just because. Just because.
Well, are we including Godzilla? Because he'll squash most of them.
Pat's being paid to throw the match.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yep. Are we talking just straight up like classic Universal or monsters in general? Because like...
In general?
Okay, then Godzilla.
We said Halloween or just like...
In general.
Just monsters in general.
How do you classify a Halloween monster versus a not Halloween monster?
Yeah, exactly. Because Godzilla is technically Halloween.
I would say the thing from Shape of Water, but he's a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. Or what about the
thing? I cannot fucking wait for that movie.
Yeah, it's looking really good.
Oh my god. I feel like my life has just been building up to this. To this amphibian full frontal sex scene in this movie.
What?
It's confirmed.
What?
Like, I am dead serious.
No. I believe you, but why have I not seen this trailer yet? I mean...
It's not part of the trailer.
No. I mean, like, now I just want to see the trailer.
It's a good trailer.
But yeah. Like, I cannot wait to go see it. Papa Guillermo del Toro, please.
Oh, del Toro.
Please,
oh, fuck yeah.
Deliver it to me.
Okay, then.
Make movies good again.
See, if del Toro's name is attached to something, it's like, well, I'll go see it. It's like Michael Fassbender. Mm. Like that movie, The Snowman, that's coming out, like, probably has like one of the most absurd premises ever, but he's in it, so it's okay. A serial killer chops people up and hides their body parts in snowmen.
Nice. Like, I'm so shook I misspelled your name. Like, have you met me?
What?
I am the shook.
Have you met me? And then, did we choose which Halloween monster we've been?
No.
I still say Mothman. Actually, maybe.
I'm just the Jersey Devil?
I don't know who that is.
Like, see, when you say Mothman, I don't think of, like, the actual Mothman. I think of the Mothman from, like, Persona. Where he's just really dinky.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What about Hellboy? Would Hellboy count?
Sure.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to say Hellboy. But Ron Perlman Hellboy. As awesome as David Harbour looks.
Actually, I have one that's related to this one, but this last one that we did. And then Fluthermuckin also asked, if y'all were in an 80s horror movie, who would survive or live the longest?
I would die so
quick. I would die because I would either stay put or freak out. Yeah. Freaking out causes me to lose my sense of perception. Staying put allows me to literally be a sitting duck. Mm. So either that or I wouldn't go in the house.
I'm the fat guy, so I would die first.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
I would like run, but I have asthma.
Yeah, I feel like because of horror movie rules, you'd survive. Because you're a white guy. Well, you guys would all survive. White girl, actually.
No. White girls usually survive.
White girls usually survive.
Oh yeah.
I thought it's the white girls that die.
Yeah.
No. It's the white promiscuous girls that always die.
Okay. I've lived a good life. Pat would die first. He would just sit there.
Fuck you, Jez.
He would sit there looking straight at the killer and play with a fidget spinner.
Hey.
Either that or you'd survive because the killer would respect the fuck out of you.
Killer, but he's got a fidget spinner. All right, you know what?
Just like, he just said hi.
I would just give a fuck.
Yeah, I feel like
Pat fights back using the fidget spinner as a throwing star.
Oh my god.
You got the Genji ones.
I do feel like there is a certain aspect of killers in horror movies that feed off of fear. So if you play it cool, you're probably surviving.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
I'm just saying I'm fucked
you, Jess.
On the sole basis that I have asthma.
Okay.
So that's like key point one. Chase scene, I'm just done.
I'm the fat party guy. Yeah, I'm done. I'm just done.
And then I have one that ties into our Halloween one. What if you had 2 days to throw together a Halloween costume based off a video game? What would it be?
2 days?
Yeah, 2 days. 2 days and unlimited resources. And
2 days, unlimited
not
God.
Time, but like full 48 hours to work on it, unlimited resources.
Big Boss and Metal Gear Peace Walker. Specifically how he looks in Peace Walker. Because I think I actually might be him for Halloween this year. Him or Maximilian Dude.
I know what I'm going as this year. And I literally threw it together in a day.
Awesome.
Pat?
I don't know.
Do you, don't do Halloween that much, though.
Yeah, I don't dress up that much.
Probably Slayer from Guilty Gear.
I like the whole idea of Halloween. Yeah, I just don't dress up.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be everyone's idol, Goro.
I don't know.
Yes!
Because that's what I'm going to be. Spoilers.
Yes!
I just, like, my costume's set. I just need red high tops. Or white high tops.
Hell yeah.
Then
Goro and Zero?
No, everyone's idol.
I don't know.
I finally need to play freaking Zero.
Like, no, you need to play Kiwami because that's kind of what he's from.
Yeah.
But yes, you need to play Zero.
I played the original Yakuza when it came out way
Goro.
Back in the day.
Oh yeah, he's Goro fucker. You know it. You're saying that like it's a problem.
Did they fix the voice acting in Kiwami?
Yes.
Thank God. Is it all Japanese cast now?
Yes. Oh, it's good. All Japanese cast. Okay. No English voice acting.
Oh my God. Thank God. Go. If you ever want to like laugh so hard that you no longer laugh because of how terrible it is, watch the original Yakuza cutscenes.
Just watch the one where
with Kiryu and Goro.
Yeah,
where
the first
he keeps calling him Kazuma-san. And it's just Mark Hamill doing the Joker voice,
but borderline not on the Joker.
Borderline, like, pedophilic?
Yeah.
See, I think that, like, makes it better in a way. Because Yakuza is pretty much just goofy Japanese Grand Theft Auto.
But actually.
Sure.
But here's the thing. But Grand Theft Auto isn't a game. It's a box of toys.
Goro Majima has depth. Play Zero.
What are you talking about? Grand Theft Auto characters, they're so deep. You know,
they're nice and, like, 3D modeled. Yeah.
They sure are. Listen, the best Grand Theft Auto story is the one that talks about the dark side of the American dream. Oh, wait.
So you're implying there's a light side to working until you die.
No, sorry. I like the one with the really forced movie references. That's a really good Grand Theft Auto storyline.
So, yeah. Light side of working to afford a house, working for your house, working for your retirement, and then being alone in your retirement.
And just ripping off Scarface.
Fucking, yes. Your kids will leave you because baby boomers, you never learned how to talk about your emotions. And thank you for leaving me with a lot of trauma that I can't tell my parents about.
That got dark.
Because they caused it.
That got really dark.
That's the American dream. Pat, wake up and smell the avocado toast, you millennial. I'm adding that as a quote, by the way.
That was an Australian dude that said that, too, about America. Found that out. I was like, the fuck?
I love the whole avocado toast thing.
I fucking love the avocado toast.
True story. Speaking of avocados,
yeah.
When I used to work at the restaurant, we didn't have avocados for like a month.
Yeah.
Because the company that delivered our avocados had ties to a Mexican drug cartel.
Haas avocados. What are you doing?
Say that again.
Did they also supply Tom Selleck with water for his avocado farm in the California drought? Because that's the funniest fucking news story I've ever seen.
Wait, Tom Selleck's in trouble? Why aren't we saving him? Why isn't there a Kickstarter for Tom Selleck?
No. Tom Selleck, of Magnum PI fame, stole water to water his avocado farm while California was in a severe drought. And I cannot look at his face the same way.
No, you want to not look at his face the same way? See him without a mustache.
Also, watch that Bob's Burgers episode where Linda Belcher wants to have her ashes thrown at Tom Selleck's face.
Fucking
that was so good!
Pocket sand.
No. Pocket avocado.
Is it just like a peeled avocado? Mushy. It's all mushy.
Or you just sloppy.
Or do you have like a whole avocado in your pocket?
I can't believe I murdered everyone.
It's a whole avocado and you chuck it in someone's face.
Yeah.
You okay?
Unpeeled.
Or avocado pit. Those fuckers hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I love removing them, though. I love just, like, just
I think of a slingshot.
Whacking it with a knife and twisting it out. It's so I feel like a sushi chef, honestly. That's the only way to do it, too, because you have to feel badass while taking out an
avocado
pit.
You gotta make the sound effect, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. While we're on the topic of avocados, I have a quote from Hozier, the church dude.
The take me to church dude?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can I just, as a...
take me to church.
As a complaint about the radio edit of that song, you cowards. Put the gay version on Spotify.
What version?
I want to listen to it. The one where it's gay, Pat!
There was a gay version of that song.
Yeah, the original is... Yeah. It's very gay.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
First quinoa, that now avocado. When will America leave my people alone?
Quinoa's fucking delicious, real talk.
What's quinoa?
Couscous, but better.
Yeah.
I don't know what
couscous is. I like couscous, though.
Oh, couscous is really good. I mean, I don't know. I like
home turf advantage.
Couscous, the food's so nice, they named it twice.
So, like, my entire life, I'd only ever, like, heard quinoa. I'd never, like, seen it written. So, like, when I first saw it, like, on a store shelf, I actually thought it was just pronounced quinoa.
Same.
Oh, cool. It's quinoa. I was like, what? Quinoa? I'm like, no, not a really underrated PS1.
Oh, Clannad? Yeah, I love that.
Not a really underrated PS1 game.
This is from the real hose here. The real reason millennials eat avocados is so their omega-3 enriched hearts age well, are healthy with revenge when their time comes. He learned that at church.
Vengeance.
Take me to church.
No, stop. Okay. All right.
I will fight.
I'll fight. And we also had a question from Tiffany while we're here. This one's interesting, and I kind of want to pull up TV tropes for it. What kind of character tropes do you fit the description of? I'm pulling up TV tropes. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah,
Peter Griffin.
Pat, no. You're better than that.
Yeah. Speaking of Seth MacFarlane, you guys watch his new show?
No.
Nope.
Don't.
What's his new show?
I wasn't planning on it.
Have you seen any Star Trek parody the past 20 years?
Oh, I did two more things this week.
It's that.
But I haven't seen them.
Tropes.
I'm also going to go on TV tropes for this, because yeah. There's no way in hell I'll think of anything otherwise.
I don't want to chew into my data, so.
What would it be? Media tropes? Narrative tropes?
Probably character tropes.
I was going to say, don't they have character tropes?
They don't have a category for character
they
tropes.
Really?
They have to. Wiki tropes, snow clones, overdose tropes, creators, derivative works, fandom, flame bait, forgotten tropes, administrativia.
What?
I'm not reading that word again.
Is it even a word? Like admin trivia? What?
This is a long list of all tropes we have already cataloged. I've been up since 5 a.m., okay?
Oh, here we go. Characterization tropes.
Oh, we're... Okay.
I just Googled TV tropes, character tropes.
Okay, hold on. Let me get there. Hey.
Oh, my God. There's like a million categories of characterization tropes.
Nice.
Oh. Okay. Whoa. Whoa.
A Macarena.
Okay. All right. How about we just do the six D&D stats and pick a trope for each one for us?
Okay.
We have time. let's see. Okay, so it's con, dex, strength, wisdom, charisma, and intelligence.
Yeah.
All right, intelligence tropes. Extroversion tropes. Memory tropes. We're not going to do extroversion tropes because there's two categories for that. Physiology tropes. Psychology tropes. Skills and training. That's our decks. All right, so we got intelligence, memory for wisdom, physiology for strength, psychology for intelligence, skills and training for dex. We just need charisma. I'm going to make a new RPG.
just Miss Pat and I just flirting with each other. silently flirting with
for that. Charisma, it's going to be character flaw index.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, intelligence tropes. Oh, this is not a long list. Cool. All right.
Let's do this.
Okay. I will read them off quickly.
Do we want to roll die too?
No.
And then pick from the list?
No, because we have to pick ones that describe us. All right.
It seems like a pretty long list.
It's not that long.
Maybe it just looks long because I'm on my phone.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Everyone pay attention. Absent-minded professor, academic alpha bitch, academic athlete, acting your intellectual age, adaptational intelligence, alternate universe Reed Richards is awesome, amplified animal aptitude, artificial brilliance, badass bookworm, brain chain, brains in bondage, brainy baby, brainy brunette, brilliant but lazy, calculus is an arcane knowledge, celibate eccentric genius, the chess master, child prodigy, clever crows, crossword puzzle, cunning like a fox, deadpan snarker, distinguished gentleman's pipe, ditzy genius, dumb dinos, encyclopedic knowledge, eureka moment, evil genius, gadgeteer genius, game of nerds, genius of book club, genius bruiser, genius cripple, genius ditz, genius slob, genius sweet tooth, gentleman and a scholar, gibbering genius, good with numbers, guile hero, hopeless with tech, hot librarian, hot teacher, hot scientist, idiot savant, impossible genius, and probably high IQ, ingesting knowledge, instant culture, insufferable genius, intelligence equals isolation, intelligent germal, inventor of the mundane, Jeopardy intelligence test, manipulative bastard, moose are idiots, motherly scientist, mouthful of pie, minored in ass-kicking, Mr. Fix-It, my brain is big, nerves of steel, nobody's that dumb, obfuscating stupidity, omnidisciplinary scientist, the omniscient, only smart people may pass, one-man industrial revolution, pair of the smart ones, persecuted intellectuals, the philosopher, pre-science by analysis, the professor, the proud elite, the rain man, renaissance man, ranked by IQ, Rubik's Cube international genius symbol, sapien all along, science-related mimetic disorder, sesquipedalian, locatiousness, Sherlock scan, shorter means smarter, the short guy with glasses. The smart guy, smart people build robots, smart people know Latin, smart people play chess, smart people speak the Queen's English, smart people wear glasses, the social experiment, Southern Fried Genius, the Spock, steampunk gadgeteers, the strategist, street smart, super intelligence, super speed racing, super speed reading, sorry, teen genius, they just don't get it, think twins, this ain't rocket surgery, TV genius, viewers are geniuses, weekend inventor. What are you?
I'm going to say Jeopardy intelligence test.
Okay.
Just because if it is what I think it is, then yeah. And there seems to be no other thing on here that's sometimes I'm really smart and sometimes I forget to eat. So.
Okay. what was I thinking?
What was that lazy one?
Smart but lazy or something? Intelligent but lazy.
Yeah.
Gifted but lazy. Are you playing Words with Friends?
Maybe.
Screw it, I'm gonna say hopeless in tech.
I'm probably minored in ass kicking, honestly. yeah, or idiot savant. I think I like minored in ass kicking though.
I'll go with the lazy one.
Actually, maybe intelligent lazy. Gerbil, depending on what it is.
Intelligent gerbil.
Oh God.
A way of characterizing extraterrestrial races.
That's not it.
Nope. Okay.
Whichever one on here is, sometimes I'm really smart, sometimes I forget to eat. Like, whichever one that is.
I would say sometimes you forget to breathe, but...
That's not me.
Then I realize how sort of tasteless that is.
Fuck that. I love asthma jokes.
All right, are we ready for memory tropes? So we got our intelligence stat.
You know what,
I'm gonna write mine down.
Memory tropes is our wisdom stat.
I know. I was saying, what's memory?
Oh. Okay. Absent-minded professor, Aesop and amnesia, alternate identity amnesia, amnesiac costume identity, amnesia danger, amnesia episode, amnesia loop, amnesia miss the spot, amnesia amnesiac dissonance, amnesiac god, amnesiac hero, amnesiac liar, amnesiac lover, amnesiac resonance, amnesiacs are innocent, amnesiac villain joins the heroes, awesomeness induced amnesia, bag of spilling, brainwash residue, congruent memory, conveniently unverifiable cover story, crazy memory, criminal amnesiac, damn you muscle memory, death amnesia, death of personality, devoted memories, deja vu, easy amnesia, eat brain for memories, eye recall, fake memories, faking amnesia, fighting down memory lane, flashback fail, the fog of ages, forgetful Jones, forgets to eat, forgettable character, forgotten first meeting, forgot about his powers, forgot the call, forgotten but not forgiven but not forgotten, gameplay guided amnesia, genetic memory, ghost amnesia, ghost memory, house amnesia, human notepad, identity amnesia, laser-guided amnesia, legends fades to myth, loss of identity, Manchurian agent, memory gambit, memory jar, memory wiping crew, mind virus, missing time, my art, my memory, my skull runneth over, neural implanting, neurovault, never forgotten skill, the nicknamer, no infantile amnesia, note to self, NPC amnesia, paralysis by analysis, past life memories, photographic memory, protagonist without a past, quest for identity, remembered too late, remembered I could fly, remembered that you trust me, repressed memories, ripple effect proof memory, scatterbrain senior, secret word, selective memory, self-serving memory, super intelligence, transferable memory, trauma-induced amnesia, trigger phrase, victory guided amnesia, what did I do last night, wistful amnesia, you remind me of X.
Scatterbrain.
What am I doing?
Scatterbrain.
I'm keeping up, but wow. I'm gonna say damn you muscle memory, because I do this a lot in fighting games where like I'll do an input and it's like the wrong thing and I'll only do it once, but for some reason my brain just registers that as, you're gonna do that all the time.
I'd probably do deja vu, because I do get a lot of deja vu.
Deja vu.
Are you sure not forgets to eat?
I must have missed forgets to eat.
So, but by default, you should get that. But
yeah, it might be.
Surprisingly, not. There's not just
said forgets sometimes.
No.
Oh.
I'll just keep going with scatterbrain.
This is scatterbrain one.
Yeah. It's scatterbrain senior, but just get rid of the other half.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. Pat Scatterbrain Senior. What's going on in chat? I can relate to Ditzy Genius. Same.
A lot of slots.
Physiology tropes. This is your strength stat, everybody.
Yes. Oh, man. Where's Dad Bod?
Oh. All right.
Dad boss supreme.
Ready? 90% of your brain. The agelets, all periods are PMS. Cast from calories, healing factor, hormonal teenager, hyperactive metabolism, the immune, master of your domain, my blood runs hot, the needless, subcategories, Batman can breathe in space, bottomless bladder, eating optional, perpetual motion monster, the sleepless, super not drowning skills, new category, no biochemical barriers, and uninhibited muscle power. Uninhibited muscle power.
Master of my domain.
All periods are PMS.
Although Batman
relevant can, and also true.
Although Batman can breathe in space. Just because.
I'm still going to say dad bod. Like, even if it's not a trope, I'm still going to say dad bod.
This was a short list.
Yeah.
Damn.
But are you dad bod or dad bod supreme?
No, just dad bod.
Okay. Underachiever.
What you got?
Fucking scrub.
No need for sleep.
The sleepless.
Yes.
All right. Oh boy, there's another long list. Oh, psychology tropes. This is charisma, I think we said?
I think.
Or was that character flaw? We did wisdom, intelligence, and dex. Yeah. Or wisdom, intelligence, and...
strength?
Strength. So this is... psychology is probably your constitution. Oh, wait, no. Constitution is probably character flaw. That makes sense.
Okay.
Psychology is... what did I just say? Charisma.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Abuse, mistake, aggressive categorism. All psychology is Freudian. All therapists are muggles. Ambiguous disorder, ambiguous situation. Anger born of worry. Bad dreams beneath the mask. Behavioral conditioning. Big five personality traits. Bizarre alien psychology. Black and white insanity. Categorism as a phobia. Category traitor. Circumcision angst. Condescending compassion. Crap sack only by comparison. Date my avatar. Demoted memories. Destructive romance. Double think. Doctor psych patient. Egocentrically religious, emotion control, epiphany therapy, erotic dream, fan flattering, the finicky one, five stages of grief, Florence Nightingale effect, Freudian couch, Freudian slip, Freudian excuse, getting smiles painted on your soul, God is flawed, hair trigger temper, happily failed suicide, hide your otherness, higher understanding through drugs, hive mind, Hollywood psych, I can change my beloved, I just want to be you, induced hypochondria, inferiority, superiority complex, inkblot test, internalized categorism, it kind of looks like a face, Jesus was crazy, Lima syndrome, living is more than surviving. Love makes you crazy. Manufacturing victims. A match made in Stockholm. Middle child syndrome. Sorry, that one's like an actual thing. Mind hive. Mama's boy. Mommy issues. Myers-Briggs. Nature versus nurture. Nonsense classification. Nurture over nature. Oedipus complex. Only child syndrome. Opinion override. Out. Damned spot. Paralyzing fear of sexuality. Placebo eureka movement. Psychoactive powers. Psychological horror. Psychological thriller. Psychopsychologist. Questionable consent. Recurring dreams. Reluctant psycho. Retail therapy. Reverse psychology. Sanity slippage. Sanity strengthening. Sex is evil and I am horny. Single issue psychology. Sour prudes. Split personality. Stockholm syndrome. Straw affiliation. Sugary malice. Super OCD. Therapy backfire. Therapy is for the weak. There are no therapists. Thought aversion failure. Trans nature. Troubled sympathetic bigot. Warrior therapist, windmill crusader, windmill political.
I have like four.
I don't know what I'd be.
Yeah. Destructive romance, hair trigger temper, inferiority complex, and middle child syndrome.
I'd probably be retail therapy.
Yeah.
Or sugary malice.
Was there one about like overthinking?
I think so.
All right, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. If overthinking is one of them, absolutely.
Whatever that one is, I'll make that the fifth one.
Opinion override, I think, is the closest one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll Tiffany, go with overthinking.
I don't know if this is what you were thinking of when we did this, but these are a lot of tropes.
Yeah.
And we're doing our best. Skills and training. This is your dex stat. What you know. Becoming the Beast. Boxing lessons for Superman. Brick break. Charles Atlas superpower. Chekhov skill. Clown school. Demolitions expert. Emotion suppression. Enlightenment superpowers. Fantastic fighting style. Fighting fingerprint. Fluffy tamer. The greatest style. I know Madden combat. I know Mortal Kombat. I don't know Mortal Kombat. Key manipulation. Look what I can do. No. Now. Master of your domain. The medic. The meditation power up. My kung fu is stronger than yours. The new ability addiction. Le parkour. power of acting, skill scores and perks, suddenly always knew that, switch out move, unique protagonist asset. How you learned it. Adaptive ability, awesomeness by analysis, book on the head, but I read a book about it, can't catch up, character level. Crazy prepared, crisis makes perfect, deadly training area, die or fly, don't think feel, dumbass no more, had to be sharp, hands-on approach. Hard work fallacy, improvised training, incompletely trained, a lesson in defeat, lotus position, subcategory, levitating lotus position, a master makes their own tools, meditating under a waterfall, Olympic swimmer, physical fitness punishment, raw eggs make you stronger, simulated urban combat area, sink or swim mentor, the Spartan way, superfly reflexes, talented but trained, taught by experience, taught by television, teach me how to fight, time to unlock more true potential, took a level in badass, training from hell, training montage, victor gains loser's powers, wax on, wax off, when you snatch the pebble, your eyes can deceive you, you are not ready, you shouldn't know this already. Regardless of the skill, there has to be learning before use. Shortcuts, or cheating. Adaptational badass, drunken master, hard work, hardly works, mooching master, opponent switch, traumatic superpower awakening, xenification. Is that like Warrior Xena?
Hell yeah.
What was this list again?
Skills and training tropes.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up.
Okay.
I remember like 10 of them.
Yeah, there's three like chunks to it.
The drunken master just stood out to me, so I'm gonna say that.
I'm gonna say, for what I know, it's I'm gonna guess key manipulation. Yeah, let's go with that. Key manipulation. How I learned it.
I'm gonna say I don't know Mortal Kombat.
I was gonna say that.
Okay.
I don't know Mortal Kombat, but I'm a drunken.
Or clown school.
I'm key manipulation, and I learned it by. I just lost it. Your eyes can deceive you.
I'm gonna go with my kung fu is better than you and wax on, wax off.
My shortcut was drunken master.
Drunken master.
Ooh boy, this is a long list of character flaws.
Oh god.
Wait, let me pull up the list first.
Okay. Oh, Dan, what's your skills?
Oh, my skills? Let's see. How I learned it... I don't know Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
How I learned it... sink or swim mentor, I sunk.
Okay.
what?
Because he doesn't know Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
I don't know. I guess none of the shortcuts are cheating.
And finally, our character flaw index. Wait. Oh. Okay, yeah, you need to get it.
I'm not going to be able to remember them.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Tropes. Abusive parents, acquainted with emergency services. Emergency services. Oh, that's part of the definition. Sorry. Acquainted with emergency services. Afraid of blood, afraid of doctors, afraid of needles, aggressive categorism, the alcoholic, allergic to routine, all men are perverts, all women are lustful, ambiguous disorder, the anti-Grinch, anything that moves, apologizes a lot, attack, 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 attention deficit, ooh, shiny, attention whore, acts crazy, bad boss, bad liar, because I'm good at it, believing their own lies, berserk button, the berserker, big eater, black and white insanity, blind obedience, blood knight, bloodlust, boomerang bigot, the boar, bratty half pint, bratty teenage daughter, bridezilla, brilliant but lazy, brutal honesty, bystander syndrome, cannot convey sarcasm, cannot keep a secret, cannot spit it out, cannot talk to women, cannot tell a lie, can't hold his liquor, can't take criticism, captain obvious, chaotic stupid, child hater, chronic backstabbing disorder, chronic hero syndrome, chunibyo, chunibyo, chunibyo,
yeah,
okay, cool. Claustrophobia, clingy jealous girl, the cobbler's children have no shoes, combat sadomasochist, commitment issues, competition freak, complexity addiction, compressed abstinence, compressed vice, condescending compassion, condition to accept horror, conspiracy theorist, control freak, cordon bleu chef, the corrupter, the corruptible, crazy cat lady, crazy jealous guy, crime magnet, cultural posturing, culture justifies anything, cute and psycho, the cynic, Dondere.
Dondere, yeah.
Deadpan Snarker, Deaf Composer, Delinquents, Desperately Craves Affection, Desperately Longing for a Purpose in Life, The Terminator, Did I Just Say That Out Loud, Dirty Coward, Disability as an Excuse for Jerkassery, Dismotivation, The Ditherer, The Dits, Does Not Know His Own Strength, Does Not Know How to Say Thanks, Does Not Like Spam, Does Not Like Men, Nice Dogged Nice Guy, Domestic Abuse, Don't Look at Me, Don't You Dare Pity Me, Drama Queen, Dreadful Musician, She Drives Like Crazy, Drowning My Sorrows, Drunk with Power, Dumbass Teenage Son, The Eeyore, Embodiment of Vice, Emotionally Tongue-Tied, Entitled Bastard, Entitled to Have You, Enraged by Idiocy, Etiquette Nazi, Evil Cannot Comprehend Good, Extreme Doormat, Extreme Libido, Extreme Omnisexual, Fairweather Friend, Fatal Flaw, Fearless Fool, Fear of Thunder, Felony Misdemeanor, The Finicky One, Flaw Exploitation, Fool for Love, Forgetful Jones, Forgets to Eat, Fragile Flower, The Fundamentalist, The Gambling Addict, General Failure, Glory Hound, Glory Seeker, Glorge Addict, God is Flawed, Good Cannot Comprehend Evil, Good is Not Nice, Grateful in Their Element, Grammar Nazi, The Grinch, Grumpy Bear, Guilt Complex, Guilty Pleasure, Hair Trigger Temper, Hates Baths, Hates Being Alone, Hates Being Touched, Hates Everyone Equally, Hates Small Talk, Heavy Sleeper, He-Man Woman Hater, Heroic comedic sociopath, heroic self-deprecation, high hopes, zero talent, he who fights monsters, hikikomori, his own worst enemy, hormone-addled teenager, horrible judge of character, honor before reason, humans are bastards, humans are flawed, humans are real monsters, hypocrite, in love with love, I'm a man, I can't help it, implausible deniability, in harm's way, inadequate, inadequate inheritor, ineffectual loner, inferiority, superiority complex, informed flaw, innocent bigot, innocently insensitive, Inspector Javert, insufferable genius, internalized categorism, irrational hatred, I work alone, Jabba table manners, jaded washout, jerkass, kids are cruel, the kidnapper, the klutz, subcategory, lethal klutz, Knight Templar, know nothing, know it all, laborious laziness, lack of empathy, last second show off, lawful stupid, Lazy Bum, Leroy Jenkins, Lethal Chef, Literal Minded, The Load, Loony Fan, Loser Protagonist, Love Hungry, Love Martyr, Love, Love's Only Gold, Loving a Shadow, Lust, Madonna Horror Complex, excuse me, Maternally Challenged, Man-Child, Manipulative Bastard, Married to the Job, Martyr Without a Cause, Miles Gloriosus, The Millstone, Minor Flaw, Major Breakup, Misanthrope Supreme, Misplaced Sorrow, Moral Myopia, Moral Pragmatist, Mood Swinger, Motor Mouth, Mouthy Kid, Miss Red Ink, Muse Abuse, My Beloved Smother, Naive Animal Lover, The Napoleon, Narcissist, Neat Freak, Nervous Wreck, Never My Fault, Nobody Calls Me Chicken, No Object Permanence, No Sense of Humor, No Sense of Direction, No Sense of Personal Space, No Social Skills, Nostalgia Filter, No Sympathy, Not a Game, Not a Morning Person, Obliviously Evil, Oblivious to His Own Description, Oblivious to Love, Obsessed with Food, Old Windbag, Only in It for the Money, Open Mouth, Insert Foot, Opinion Flip-Flop, Opinion Myopia, Overprotective Dad, Paper Tiger, Paralyzing Fear of Sexuality, The Paranoiac, Passive Aggressive Combat, Paste Eater, The Perfectionist, Picky Eater, The Pig Pen, Poisonous Friend, The Pollyanna, Post-Stress Overeating, The Prankster, Pride, The Prima Donna, Principal Zealot, Psychological Projection, Psychopathic Man-Child, Pushover Parents, The Quiet One, Rebellious Spirit, The Resenter, Revenge Before Reason, Rich Bitch, Rich in Dollars, Poor in Sense, Ridiculous Procrastinator, Rightly Self-Righteous, Royal Brat, Sacrifice Basic Skill for Awesome Training, Sadist, Sarcasm Blind, Schemer, Schedule Fanatic, The Scrooge, Secretly Selfish, Selective Obliviousness, Serial Romeo, Serial Spouse, Serious Business, Seriously Scruffy, Sex is Evil and I'm Horny, Shameless Fan Service Girl, Shipping Goggles, Shrinking Violet, The Shut-In, Sir Swears a Lot, Skilled But Naive, Skew Priorities, The Slacker, Slave to PR, Sleepyhead, Slimeball, Big Name, Big Ego, Smug Snake, Smug Super, Smitten Teenage Girl, Social Climber, The Social Darwinist, Socially Awkward Hero, The Sociopath, Sociopathic Hero, Sore Loser, Sour Outside, Sad Inside, Sour Prudes, Spoiled Brat, Stalker with a Crush, Stop Caring, Straw Nihilist, Stupid Good, Stupid Good, Sugar and Ice Personality, Super Gullible, Super OCD, Taking Advantage of Generosity, Tall Poppy Syndrome, The Tease, Teens Are Monsters, Too Clever by Half, Too Hungry to Be Polite, Toxic Friend Influence, Trash of Titans, Trash Talk, Trauma Button, Sundere, The Unapologetic, The Unfettered, Unfit for Greatness, Ungrateful Bastard, Unstoppable Rage, Wankst, Wardrobe Flaw of Characterization, Wants a Prize for Basic Decency, Weak-Willed, Weasel Co-Worker, Wait, Whoa, Well Done Dad Guy, Well Done Son Guy, Well-intentioned extremists, what are you in the dark? Why did it have to be snakes? Why can't we have nice things? Wide-eyed idealist, wild card, workaholic, would harm a senior, would hurt a child, yandere, and needs, you need to get laid. That's a list. Okay. That took me a bit. Wow, sorry for everyone listening to this podcast. This was a bad idea.
Okay, I got two.
I have six.
And that took me like a full 3 minutes to read.
I have Yikes. Seven. I have seven, and I'm pretty sure I'm missing like five.
I'm probably
missing a lot, but like 80% of those were a blur.
Yeah.
Thing is, you look more into it, you're going to be okay. I'm a shitty person.
I can pick three right now. Chaotic, stupid. Let's see.
Actually, no, I have three, but I forget what one of them is because it all became a blur.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Boy. Chaotic, stupid is definitely like the one for me, I guess.
It's too long. It's too long.
Chaotic, stupid, glory seeker, and
the schedule one.
Oh yeah, the schedule one. Schedule fanatic. I love my schedules. I get very anxious when things aren't on schedule.
There was one in there that hit really well with anxiety. So whichever that one was, I don't remember what it's called.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There was one in there about anxiety. That's the one I forget. The other two I picked were super OCD because
post-stress overeating.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
Oh, give me four.
So should I get rid of big eater and put post-stress overeating, or fuck, I'm gonna put both.
Oh, big eater. Okay, I'm fucking also big eater. Okay, here we go.
Oh, my fourth one is aggressive categorism. For sure.
There's probably more, but I don't want to keep going through it because I'm just gonna feel terrible when I go home
tonight. Sorry, Tiffany. This was the longest question we've ever done, I think.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't know. Between this or Dave's mustard challenge.
God, that was a good one, though.
That was a really good one.
I also really needed $200. I did not eat a bottle of mustard.
I did Ambiguous Disorder, right. Berserk.
I didn't.
Just because
yeah.
I like the anime. Big Ear, Chaotic, Stupid, Don't Look It's Me, Inferiority, Leroy Jenkins, because I tend to jump to conclusions, and Post-Stress Overeating, because I ate a whole bag of Fritos yesterday for no reason.
Nice.
And then ate another bag. Because why not?
I got Attack, Attack, Attack. Ooh, Shiny.
Ooh, Shiny.
Chaotic, Stupid. Drives like crazy.
Yeah.
Hey. Not a morning person. And Sir swears a lot.
Man, what the fuck, Pat?
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. Wait, there was a swearing one on there? Oh, my God. Yeah. I swear like a fucking sailor.
Yeah, you gotta watch
it. I have been better about it.
I have not.
Because I have to work in a very professional environment now.
I know how to hold it.
Yeah, I know
how to hold a professional
environment. Oh, yeah.
Or around like, easy. When I'm around...
I was so good about not swaying around kids in the kid camp, and then the last day I just let out the biggest fuck. the biggest, loudest fuck.
In the last this 2 minutes. Fuck!
Fuck! I was so good about it the entire time I was there.
So it was like that part in Fury Road when Furiosa yells, but like instead of just screaming in agony, it's just you going, fuck!
No agony because it's
And I said it to That's one true. Of my kids.
Nice.
Like that was the
Did they cry?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Leave me hang.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we should do a YouTube series where Dan plays fighting games against little kids and just mercilessly destroys them.
Oh,
and then
oh,
no, no,
please,
no.
Please, I'll get on the mic.
No, no. This is how it happened. No, you play him in an arcade, right? And then the camera pans down, the kid's crying, you just look at the kid and go, is that the fucking best you can do? Fucking scrub.
Yeah, have you seen that video of Justin Wong and the kid online in Mortal Kombat? Oh my God, it's amazing. I'll show you later. He's, like, literally, this kid was on mic, And Justin Wong turned his mic on for this kid, and he was just like, "You're gonna learn today. Life isn't fair, boy. It's the fucking best."
Can you just start get good with Dan every single episode? Yes. You gonna learn today.
Life ain't fair, boy. Let's go. You better pack a lunch. It's gonna be a long day. Just was like be like militant Dan. Army jacket, fucking beret. Just
straight soldier from TF2. Hat over the eyes.
Hey, the army barracks are not that far, so.
Yeah. My choices were super OCD because I actually have OCD. Maternally challenged because I hate children. post-stress overeating. And not post-stress overeating, just overeating, really.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I can. I also have big eater, and Sir swears a lot.
Yar.
I just really like chaotic stupid.
Stupid at the most unopportune times. I feel
like
chaotic
stupid, like, fluctuates with me. Yeah.
I feel like it
doesn't. That's the forgetting to eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's all we have time for. Damn. Well, this was episode 80.
Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a
fuck.
Thing.
Fuck.
Uh-huh. We will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.